tell me that you went home and swiped a ball that was signed by Babe Ruth, and you brought it out here and actually played with it? Yeah.
Are you one of those people that has to know how much the Babe Ruth ball is actually worth?
I was going to bring it back, but it was signed by Babe Ruth. You keep telling me that. Who is she?
Well, don't touch that dial, because today is your lucky day.
The Sultan of SWAT.
The King of Crack.
The Colossus of Clout.
The Colossus of Clout.
Babe Ruth!
It's time for Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins and Scott Auctions.
The Great Bambino!
Here's Tom Morgan.
Good morning, everybody. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions, our producer, poor George Katsarilos, and our guest today is Jimmy Spence of JSA Authentication. If you have any autograph questions, you can call in 312-332-3776, and Jimmy Spence can answer anything there is to know about autographs. Also, we've got the Huggins and Scott auction. The June auction is currently going. It ends June 12th, so I'll be talking about a bunch of the items that are going in the auction. There's a LeBron high school jersey and shorts, game worn from LeBron. It's at $1,000 right now. That ends on June 12th. And I bet when LeBron had the cramps the other night, he wasn't thinking...
Once the game start, I mean, it's going to be easy.
Well, that's so easy right now, LeBron. But it's easy to bid on LeBron's items in the Huggins and Scott auction. Go to HugginsandScott.com. You got some nice LeBron stuff in there, Bill.
Oh, yeah. I think everybody's been happy with all that stuff so far. We're at a show in New Jersey, and we have the shoes that he wore, the signed King James with the crown, and they must have had 10 people come by yesterday wanting to take a picture with them.
Oh, really? You have them at the show, huh?
Uh-huh.
Oh, that's cool. And Jimmy Spence is at the show with you also, right, Jimmy?
I'm here. How you doing, Tom?
Doing great. How are things going with JSA?
Very, very busy, both in Parsippany and down in Fort Lauderdale and all over the country. I think we're in 4 or 5 locations every weekend.
That'll keep you busy.
Oh, yeah.
So are you a weekly traveler, or do you ever just stay home for the weekends?
Recently, I've been staying home more just because there's so much office work to do. We've got a lot of paperwork. But the guys are traveling, the younger guys, you know, are traveling. They're hopping on planes every week.
Well, we've got a great prize package. Anybody who tweets a question to T-Crown Tom, ask a question to us about the value of their collectibles, can be sports, pop culture, political, or has an autograph question for Jimmy Spence, we'll get in our drawing at the end of the show. We're giving away a box of 2014 Jumbo Baseball from Bowman, a 2014 Panini Prism Baseball box, and a 2013-14 Retro Basketball box, because the winners the last 2 weeks haven't... the winner has to send an email to Vince at ERC Delivery, and they haven't claimed them the last 2 weeks. We have 3 boxes, so give us a call at 312-332-3776, and you'll get in the drawing. And this is like over $300 worth of boxes.
Yes, yes.
Plus some of the stuff you can get out of these boxes. The Bowman and the Prism both have Jose Abreu and Chris Bryant autographs, or at least autograph redemptions. And the Retro Basketball has a bunch of Jordan and LeBron stuff in it. So you had one of those PMGs,
yeah,
didn't you?
Yeah, Michael Jordan Red I hit out of a box from your store, and I just sold it for like $175.
Yeah, and those Reds are numbered to 150. Yep. They have blues to 50, I think, and
greens
to 10.
Yeah.
The big guys on those
absolutely
go for big bucks.
So, but if you are the winner, I'm going to ship it to you free of charge wherever you are in the world now. So
All right.
If you want to tweet in a pic to Tom or email a question, and if you're the lucky winner, anywhere in the world, free of charge.
Very nice. Now, also, if you're in the New Jersey area, Bill Huggins, if you're listening online, Bill Huggins and Jimmy Spence are both today at, what show are you guys at, Bill?
We're at the Rich Altman show in Raritan, New Jersey, Edison, New Jersey.
Okay, very good. So now we got the lines are lighting up. We might as well get started here. Mike from Naperville's on. What do you have there, Mike?
Hi, Tom. I have a Carlton Fisk one of one out of one of those 2005 Hall of Fame tins, except that it's a Boston Red Sox card, but it has a huge White Sox patch.
Oh, that's weird. I think that's kind of, I don't know. I guess you can say two things about that. You can say, okay, it was on two teams. You kind of mix it together. But to me, I like it better, I think, if they have, if it's a White Sox photo, you want to have a White Sox patch with it, or Red Sox with Red Sox. But meanwhile, with a patch is good with an autograph. They usually go for more. I would think a Fisk could be probably in the $100 to $200 range on an item like that. Ron from Arlington Heights is on. What do you have there, Ron?
Hey, Jimmy. Hey, how you doing? What I have is back in the day at the ticket counters at the airports, they used to give you a little pamphlet with your ticket in it. I have a signed kind of pamphlet that says, "To Ron, a very fine athlete, Jesse Owens, 36 Olympics."
Oh, that's cool. Now, how did you know him?
My dad used to work with TWA back in the day, and he probably, you know, he just came up and to get his ticket, and my dad had him sign it. So I have that. I also, you know, have a photo from the New York Times that I kind of framed everything together. But, it's kind of cool. I just kind of wanted to see what kind of value that would have.
Jimmy Spence, you see many Jesse Owens signed items?
Well, he was a very gracious signer. He didn't mind signing through the mail. I mean, depending on how nice the display is that was put together, you're probably looking at something in the $350, $400 range.
Yeah.
Very nice. Ron, what were you as an athlete?
I was all baseball. In fact, right now I'm waiting to go umpire some games at 8 in the morning in Chicago, so I'm all about it.
Very good. Don't take any lip from anybody, Ron.
That's hard to not do, but I can handle it.
Yeah, okay.
All right, thanks.
Thanks. I got an email. Somebody emailed me a question, and if you want to do this during the week, if we use the emails on the show, you get in the drawing also. This email is from Michael, who says, "Hi, Tom. I have the Tribune Sports page concerning the Sandberg game, June 24th, 1984, in excellent shape, signed by Ryan Sandberg." Now, that's where a newspaper, I like that better. If you have a historic event like that and the guy signs it, that Sandberg game for Cub fans, that really was an unbelievable game. And I'm thinking that's probably in a nice frame, probably $100 to $150. Now, do you guys see, I know newspapers aren't big, newspapers by themselves aren't big, but have you seen any big-time items come through where it was like a Babe Ruth newspaper signed, anything like that, either you guys?
Usually it's kind of cut apart when we see it. I can't say you see the whole paper. Usually a fan had cut perhaps an article or even just a photograph, and then it's pasted into a scrapbook. So, like you said, newspapers in it themselves, really, throughout history, we just haven't seen them get the kind of prices you can imagine. But, signed, dot matrix type photographs from newspapers are common. We do see those.
Yeah, kind of neat items. Good display items, that's for sure. And let's see, next on the line, the Riverview guy is up early this week. What do you have this week?
Gentlemen, how are you?
Doing great.
Great. I've got two items, Tom. I've got a Patrick Kane signed McFarlane figure. It's limited to 225.
Now, did that come from McFarlane signed?
Yes.
Or it did, huh? Wow, that's a neat item. I don't know what those go for. I would think over $100, though. That's kind of neat. I didn't know they had that.
Yeah, and I also have a 10-10 scorecard from 1960-62 signed by Stan Musial and Bob Gibson and some other players on the team of the Cardinals.
This was a Cubs scorecard?
Yes, when they played the Cardinals back in the 60s.
Okay. Right. Yeah, that's kind of neat. Jimmy Spence had not a lot of item to something like that, but how often do you see the older signed scorecards and anything people should look for as far as what would make them more valuable?
They've been a popular item to get signed since the 1920s. We see quite a few of them, and especially when I go into the auction houses. Depending on how many signatures appear on it, if there's a nice theme going on, and the condition of the scorecard. You know, something that if you're naming the top two names on there, Gibson and Musial, they signed an awful lot, you know, in their post-career. So, you know, the limited value, you might be a couple hundred bucks on something like that.
Yeah, once again, a nice display item. I just, T-Crown Tom is my Twitter ID, and Phil on Twitter sent a message. He's from Highland, Indiana. He has a 2010 Blackhawks team signed stick, authenticated by Blackhawks, got directly from the team, a Stanley Cup winning team like that. In the Chicago area, that's going to be well over a grand. I would think if you had everybody, including the coach, on there, if I had that at T-Crown, I'm probably asking a couple grand on that. I mean, there's not a ton of them out there. And, you know, it seems to me that the NHL is really picking up steam. More and more people, and maybe it's just because we're in Chicago and the Hawks have been so exciting, but more and more people seem to really be getting into the excitement of the NHL playoffs. Don't you think, Vince? You're hearing a lot?
And these games have been so closely contested and been some great, great games, including last night's game where LA Kings won in double overtime, 5-4. That was a great, great game to watch.
Shows you how good the Blackhawks really are. You know, I mean, they were right there with the Kings. The Kings are awfully good, but that's the last two Stanley Cup winning teams. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. And this week we have Jimmy Spence from JSA Autograph Authentication on with us answering your questions. You can ask Jimmy about autograph questions or ask us about the value of your collectibles. And you're getting a drawing for three boxes of cards, a 2014 Bowman Jumbo Baseball box, a 2014 Prism from Panini Baseball box, and a 2013-14 Upper Deck Fleer Retro Basketball box. So get your question in. Dial up 312-332-3776. We've got Matt from Chicago Heights has been waiting. Thanks for the call, Matt. What do you have?
Good morning, guys. I got a Best Pocket Encyclopedia of Baseball from 1956.
Just the really good. The encyclopedia, nobody signed or anything like that?
No, it's in really good shape. It's like 317 pages or something.
Yeah, I don't think those go for much, do they, Bill Huggins?
No, unfortunately not. But I'll tell you, I know you asked him, is there anybody that signs it? That's a very popular thing to get signed.
Yeah.
I think it's cool looking through it and look at all the stats and stuff.
It is. Stuff like that is neat, but they're just they're around and they just don't go for a ton.
You may get $25-$50 for it in the right venue, you know.
You know what does do well, those autograph books. One of my customers dropped off an autograph book that's in this Huggins and Scott auction this week. Had all kinds of Hall of Famers in it, a beautiful Nelson Fox, and those autograph books from the vintage days seem to do real well. Jimmy Spence, does any autograph book in particular stand out that you've seen? You've probably seen tons of them, but any stand out is like you couldn't believe all the guys that were in it?
The absolute best ones that I've seen, and I've seen several of them over the years, is the 1933 Who's Who in Baseball. It was the first edition hardcover book. It's a very large book, kind of heavy. And it seems to be a popular item to get signed back then, and they go for good money. In fact, I've seen, it's kind of sacrilegious, but I've seen people cut the pages out, and sometimes there's an autograph on the front and the back. And then in subsequent years, what they did is they dropped down to a smaller soft cover version, but the 1933 is absolutely the best book I've seen get signed.
Really loaded up, huh?
Oh, yeah. Everybody's in it.
Well, it's time for a short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. Call us with a question about your collectible value or an autograph question for Jimmy Spence, and you're getting the drawing, three boxes of cards, over $300 in value for the boxes, and Vince Clementi and ERC Delivery will deliver it right to your door. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. With a question, you'll get in the drawing. Tweet me at T-Crown Tom. If I use it, we'll get in the drawing. So hang in there. We'll be right back.
Attention sports collectors. Are you looking to expand your collection? Bidding is open now in Huggins & Scott's auctions. Current event ends June 12th. Huggins & Scott Auctions is a sports memorabilia auction company that specializes in selling vintage baseball, football, and graded cards. Signed, autographed vintage sports memorabilia and Americana collectibles. Visit them online at HugginsAndScott.com to register for their event or call them toll-free at 866-462-2273. That's 866-462-2273. Got a shipment that needs to get out the door today and overnight delivery is just too slow? Then call ERC Delivery Service. 24/7, 365 days a year, ERC will get your document, package, or truckload of merchandise where you need it, when you need it delivered, guaranteed. And it's not just Chicagoland. ERC has dedicated daily routes that include Milwaukee, Rockford, and Indiana. Call ERC Delivery Service. 630-516-1199. That's 630-516-1199.
Cubs fans, this season, Wrigley Field is turning back the clock, going retro, and celebrating the decades to honor the ballpark's 100th birthday. Next up is the 1940s. We won the war, Casablanca won Best Picture, and frankly, my dear, you should give a you-know-what because there were some great moments in the friendly confines we're rocking. So we're rocking classic jerseys, retro giveaways, and history all over the ballpark. Grab your band of brothers, Cubs fans, and report to Wrigley Field because you've been drafted to join the party of the century. Get ready to swing and get your tickets at Cubs.com.
No way.
Hashtag whoa.
People can't stop talking about the Xfinity 2 years of awesome event, and now it's been extended through June 23rd.
Hashtag awesome.
Switch to Xfinity and lock in your rate on the X1 Triple Play for 2 full years and experience TV and internet together like never before. Xfinity delivers consistently reliable internet speeds and the most choices with Xfinity On Demand, all for one low rate until 2016. Plus, you'll get double the internet speed at no additional cost. And our fastest internet is now even faster with Extreme 505. Get started with the X1 Triple Play for $99 a month and lock in your rate for 2 years. Or ask how to upgrade and get $300 back. This limited time event has been extended through June 23rd. Don't wait. Call 1-800-XFINITY today. Restrictions apply. Limited to the Starter X of Triple Play with 50 megabits per second for new residential customers. Requires enrollment to EcoBill paperless billing. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including broadcast TV fee extra, subject to change. After promo, regular rates apply. 2-year contract required.
Hey, you. In the DXL dressing room, you're more than just an average Joe in a new outfit. You are a magnificent man about town. Before you unleash fashions like Lucky, Lacoste, and Nautica, ask yourself, are you ready to look this good? Is the world ready? All the best men's brands, waist size 38 and up. DXL, you're looking good.
Buy one full-price Harbor Bay woven shirt or shorts. Get 50% off a second one now through June 15th.
Hey Cubs fans, are you looking for a unique way to entertain a group? Or maybe you just need some extra entertainment yourself during game time. Either way, my guys over at Skybox on Sheffield have you covered. They've got it all. Tons of big and tasty gourmet pub food, Goose Island craft beers all on tap, and a great wine selection. You get amazing views on every single floor, and it's all inside fair territory. This is my favorite rooftop in Wrigleyville. Go to skyboxonsheffield.com for more information. I promise you won't be disappointed.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan. Sponsored by ERCDelivery.com and Huggins & Scott Auctions on ESPN 1000 and ESPNChicago.com.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions, and we have Jimmy Spence from JSA Autograph Authentication on with us, answering your questions about the value of your collectibles, or if you have autograph questions for Jimmy, give us a call at 312-332-3776. There's a show on CNN now called The 60s that I really recommend. We just watched the second episode last night on demand. They had the first week was about a bunch of TV shows that were on during the 60s. Last night's episode showed the early 60s, some of the things the Kennedy presidency had to deal with, the Cuban Missile Crisis, the Bay of Pigs, that stuff. And it got me thinking about the value of Kennedy autographed items. And then on Twitter, I tweeted something yesterday. I thought this was really neat. There's a picture of JFK, this was in 1963, signing an item for Barbara Streisand. Now, Jimmy Spence, if Barbara Streisand came to you now with that item, what would you think, or Bill Huggins, what would you think that item would go for in an auction?
Well, first of all, if she came to me, I'd ask her for her autograph, because she's one tough autograph.
And she'd probably say no.
That's first, and then we get that out of the way. I could tell you, anything signed by Kennedy starts around the $2,500. And then if she's willing to put her own letter to that stating, you know, how she got it or whatever, now you're talking about... Bill, you're the auctioneer.
You're into crazy money now. Yeah, I don't know what a ceiling would be on that.
You need that provenance, though. Yeah, I mean, that would be great if you could link it to her, like, you know, or maybe a picture with her and him, or a letter from her, you know, stating that's how she got it, when she got it. You know, that would be a nice item.
Well, as listeners, if you want to see the picture of him signing it for her, it's on my T Crown Tom Twitter ID. I like this one Twitter. It's History in Picks, PICS. They have a lot of great photos from history on there. I like to follow them. And there, once in a while, there's something I can joke about a bit, too.
Yeah, picture right after JFK, Barbara Streisand, Mr. T reading his own autobiography. There's a picture of that right next to the JFK one. That's kind of cool.
I tweeted a picture earlier in the week about in the Huggins auction ending June 12th, there's a 2005 Ford Mustang Mariano Rivera limited edition number 42 of 60, which was his jersey number, and now it's at $14,000. And some guy tweets back, it's probably a Red Sox fan that tweeted this. He goes, "Oh man, that's an ugly car." And I just tweeted, "Beauty is in the eye of the beholder."
Right,
it just depends.
Right. Right.
It just really depends what you're looking at. But who knows how high that's going to go? You have any estimates on that one, Bill?
Well, actually, during the break, Jimmy and I were just talking about that car. He was asking me about it, and I don't know. We were trying to figure what did that car sell for new without all the NY stuff on it and everything, and not even just as a regular car. And I want to say it has to be $25,000 or so what it would sell for. So
yeah, you would think. I wouldn't want to drive that car to Fenway, though, I'll tell you that.
You may not get out of Fenway.
Yeah, right. Okay, next on the line and waiting patiently is Lewis from Chicago. Sounds like you have a neat item here, Lewis.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you guys doing?
Great.
I got a Cubs autograph book. It's a leather autograph book. And I have basically all your legends from the 60s in there. I got Stockton, Jenkins, Banks, Williams, Kessinger. Lots of Polaroids in there.
Yeah, well, you're probably looking at least a couple $100 on that, Lewis. Depends how it looks. It sounds like a neat item, though. Do you have any of the really old Hall of Famers in there, or just from the 60s and on?
This is from the 60s. This is my fiance. Used to live by the park. If you would go before the game started, they will have players just autograph.
Oh, yeah.
And take pictures with them on the way in.
Yeah, sounds very cool.
Yeah.
Okay, well, thanks for the call, Lewis.
Okay, thanks.
Next on the line, we have John from Elgin. Tell us what you have there, John.
Hi, guys. I have a flag that flew atop of Wrigley Field. It's about 3 by 5 feet. It has a capital WF on it, blue background, white lettering, red border. It's kind of wind-worn at the end. And it's from about the late 50s.
Late 50s, and it's got the WF on it, huh? Have you ever seen one of those, Bill Huggins?
No, I mean, we've sold some flags from stadiums, but more so ones I would say like Detroit or Chicago or Redskins or Yankees and stuff like that. I haven't had one that was a WF. But those things, there's a unique group of people that collect those. You got to find something to do with it because they're usually pretty big.
Yeah, right.
I got it from an auction at Salty Saltwell.
Really?
One of the old Cub GMs.
Yeah.
Yeah, there was an auction in Elgin at a restaurant, and he brought that out.
What'd you pay for it at the time? Do you remember?
$50.
Well, I think you get much more than that now. Don't you think it's probably a few hundred at least, Bill?
Oh, easily, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially in the Chicago area.
Would you take that in a Huggins auction if John wanted to auction it, Bill?
Absolutely.
Okay, well, you know, if you ever want to sell it, John, you've got an outlet for it.
Okay, sure will. Thanks, guys.
All right, thanks for the call. On my T-Crown Tom Twitter ID, I got a picture from a guy. I have these little Leaf Draft blaster boxes in 2014 rookie autographs in them. And one guy, Brandon from Twitter, tweeted me he got a Johnny Manziel Leaf Draft autograph card, which is in itself probably a $75 to $100 card, but it has a 10 grade on the card and a 10 autograph grade from BGS. I'm thinking that might put it up. If he says it's the only one on so far, being the first one, it wouldn't surprise me if that would do in the, maybe in the $300 range. So, Brandon, that's nice. That's where grading really pays off. If you can be the first guy to get the highest grade, or if it's a really tough to get a high grade and you get one, that really pays off. And then Tim from Twitter says, I've got an autographed movie poster, an autographed VHS of the movie Rudy, signed by the actual Rudy. Not that much value there, Tim.
Great movie, though. Great movie.
Yeah, it was definitely a good movie. So, Dan from Algonquin's on the line. What do you have, Dan?
How you doing, guys?
Great.
Got a 89 score Barry Sanders rookie card signed.
Signed? How good a condition?
It's fairly good. I would say not mint, but close.
Okay. Well, depending on how close, it's probably still a couple hundred dollars. I mean, that's a neat card. That card alone in gem mint shape goes for a couple hundred dollars. So I think if it's not gem mint but has his autograph, it's a couple hundred dollar card. And Jimmy Spence, now, do you guys do autograph authentication and slabbing for Beckett? Like, if he sent that to Beckett, does JSA authenticate the autographs for them?
Yes. There's a cutoff point, like in 2008, so current day, pack pull cards, they go ahead and slab those without our authentication. However, right. prior to that, they need us to give it the blessing, and we authenticate thousands of cards a year for Beckett, and we are the sole authenticator for them. So it's a typical item that we would see.
Yeah, now if you had an 89 score Barry Sanders rookie card and you got it signed by Barry, and if the card was a 10, the autograph was a 10, now that would be a big-time auction item. That would break a grand, I would think. And, Bill, if it was the only one in that good a shape, who knows where that would go in an auction, huh?
Oh, yeah, that would. I think your 1,000 may be a little low.
Yeah, it might be. Okay, we've got Tom from Charlotte, North Carolina. How's it going there, Tom? Do you get the radio waves that far, or are you listening online?
No, as a matter of fact, I've just visited my son. We're just coming back, visiting my son and grandson from Valparaiso.
Oh,
and,
okay.
Heading back to Charlotte. I was caught you on the radio, heading back.
Okay, very good. I remember one time we had a call from the morning of the Kentucky Derby, and they were listening on the radio at the Kentucky Derby. So on the weekend, the radio waves from here go all over the place. So what do you have, Tom?
Just something interesting. My next-door neighbor, her husband, passed away a couple years ago, and he used to go, they were in Tennessee, went to Chattanooga lookouts as a kid, and she gave me about 7 baseballs, and each baseball's probably got about, I don't know, 10, 12 signatures. Like, must have took them home every day, but there were some interesting ones. Really, Ted Williams, Lou Boudreau, Nellie Fox, I mean, a bunch of them. And I probably would never sell them, but how do you get something like that
authenticated? Jimmy Spence, yes. You want to tell how you handle signed team baseballs?
Well, that's right up our alley. In fact, I wrote a book a couple of years ago called Team Baseball, and what we do is we identify each and every signature on the ball and tell you who the keys are, and there's a fee per ball depending on the number of signatures. Generally, it's anywhere from, say, $100 to $150 in that range, and it adds tremendous value to the items. Very often, you know, it sounds like that era is right around the late 60s, early 70s, what you have, Fox and Williams are on the same ball. That can easily just go onto our website at SpenceOA.com, and the instructions on submitting are very quite easy.
Okay, thanks for the call, Tom. Have a good trip back to Charlotte.
Thank you.
All right. In the Huggins and Scott auction, the June auction going on right now, ends June 12th. They have, speaking of some autographed items, they have a 2010 Topps Tribute Legendary Lineups 1955 Brooklyn Dodgers booklet auto with a few of the Dodgers on there, including Campanella, Jackie Robinson, and Hodges. That's at $950 right now. Lots of great vintage baseball cards. There's a 1951 Bowman Willie Mays rookie card in a PSA 7. That's real nice shape. That's at $2,750 right now. So check out HugginsandScott.com. Their auction goes through June 12th. Waiting on the line here is Tony from Lake Zurich. What do you have, Tony?
Hey, guys. I've got an old Blackhawk game jersey signed by Keith Magnuson.
A Blackhawks jersey signed by Magnuson.
Yes.
I think that's probably in the $200 to $300 range. Definitely popular in the Chicago area. I don't know if he has much national popularity, but died in a car crash, I believe, at a pretty young age. So that's you know, that's a good collectible. He lost a lot of fights in his career. He got in a lot of them and didn't win all that many of them, but he was a scrapper, a fun player to watch, and a very popular Blackhawk, for without a doubt. Waiting on the line here is Ryan from Hobart, Indiana. What's new, Ryan? Thanks for the call.
Good morning, sir. I have a very unique item. It's a Michael Jordan bowling ball, and the bowling ball is actually not shaped. You know, it's obviously a bowling ball, but it's got the grooves in. It looks just like a basketball, etched in and everything with his signature. I mean, I was just curious on something like that.
Well, I'm curious first, Ryan, where did you find the bowling ball that looks like a basketball?
Well, my buddy owns a bowling alley here in Hobart, and okay. He got it, and I bought it off him for like $50.
Signed by Michael, did you say?
Well, it's not signed. Laser etched in.
Okay. I was going to say, you took your friend to the cleaners and it was signed by Michael.
No, sir. I mean, it's laser etched. It looks just like a basketball. I mean, you can't throw it because of the lines in there. It's
so
illegal to throw.
You can't really bowl with it.
No, it's actually like a conversation piece, but I've never seen one. I mean, I've seen a few on eBay, but never really anything.
Sounds like a great paperweight, Ryan.
I don't know if it has any value to it. That's
there's a few. There is a few on eBay going for around $45 to $55.
That's what I was thinking. $50 is probably about right for that item.
They look pretty cool.
Definitely a conversation piece. Well, it's time for another short break. The number here is 312-332-3776. We're giving away three boxes, a 2014 Bowman Jumbo Baseball Box, a 2014 Prism Baseball Box, and a Retro Basketball Box to one caller, tweeter, or emailer that gets through on the show. So give us a call, 312-332-3776. We'll be right back.
Want to know if your autograph collectibles are authentic and ready to sell? Then look no further than James Spence Authentications, the most trusted name in autograph authentication. JSA has many different authentication services, including online certification verification to fit your needs. They are the leaders of the autograph authentication industry. For details, visit them at spencelloa.com or by phone at 973-898-1300.
What's on your mind, kid? Make it fast.
I'd like to work here at Jimmy John's, world's greatest gourmet sandwich shop, sir.
Why do you want to work at Jimmy John's, kid?
I'm perfect for Jimmy John's.
Doing what?
Delivery.
Delivery?
Delivery.
We deliver pretty fast here at Jimmy John's.
That's what I heard.
What'd you hear?
You deliver pretty fast here at Jimmy John's.
Then you heard right.
I'm a fast study, sir.
You know the Jimmy John's slogan?
The Jimmy John's slogan.
Jimmy John's slogan is sub so fast you'll freak.
Sub so fast you'll freak is a swell slogan, sir.
When people call for a Jimmy John's sandwich, they want it fast.
Then I'm your man, sir.
How so?
Because I'm fast.
Fast at what?
Fast at everything.
Can you deliver fast?
I can deliver fast.
How fast?
I can run a 440 in 220.
Minutes?
No seconds.
That's fast. You deliver before?
I delivered newspapers before.
Were you fast?
Very fast.
How fast?
People got tomorrow's paper today.
That's fast.
So do I have the job?
Not so fast. How do I know you're not just some fast talker?
I can get your references.
When?
Now.
These are good references.
Thank you.
But at Jimmy John's, you got to be more than fast.
More than fast.
You got to be polite.
Fast and polite.
Fast and polite.
I can do fast and polite.
Okay, give me some time to think it over.
Okay.
Okay, I thought it over. When can you start?
Now.
Now is good. What's your name, kid?
Stephan Avalapadopoulos.
Too long. How about Ed?
That's fine.
Welcome aboard, Ed.
Jimmy John's. Freaky fast delivery. Order online at jimmyjohns.com.
Tonight on History, it's an all-new season of Mountain Men.
There's an element of danger every time you walk out the door.
That's the way it is.
It's a dangerous way of making a living.
So many different things could kill you.
There's no room for mistakes.
I'm nervous about having my girls out in the bush with me.
To be a mountain man, live in the mountains, it's always been my life.
This is who I am. You just have to live your life.
Watch a new episode of Mountain Man tonight at 9, 8 Central on History. Made every day.
This line's boring.
Whoa, talking Super 8 sign.
Impressive, huh? Now let's go find some fun.
I'm getting groceries.
Oh, you could get those anytime. Bow!
I love roller coasters.
You know what else you'll love? Super 8's great rates. And with so many super destinations, you could find fun almost anywhere. Are you even listening?
Huh? Oh, sorry.
Funnel cake. Get some every time. Go to super8.com to find your super destination. Super 8. Destination super. All Super 8 hotels are independently owned and operated.
Now back to Sports Collecting with Tom Morgan.
We're back. I'm Tom Morgan with Vince Clementi of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. And on with us this week is Jimmy Spence from JSA Autograph Authentication. We're taking your questions about the value of your items, or if you have autograph questions, Jimmy's here this week. So give us a call, 312-332-3776, and we have a great prize package, which ERC Delivery will deliver directly to the door of the winner. You just have to email Vince at ERC Delivery if he deems you the winner at the end of the show. And now in the Huggins and Scott Auctions, the June auction going on this week ends June 12th. This is something, and I didn't realize these boxes went this high. In 1976, Topps Baseball 36-pack wax box is already up to $2,100, Bill.
Oh, yeah. That's pretty funny about that box. A lady in our area, that's probably the fourth or fifth or sixth one. I think she has a case of them at home. She came into the store one day with one of these boxes, and I tried to talk her into putting it in the auction. Nope, I want to sell it. What do you want for it, man? $500. Okay, here's your $500. Couple months later, she comes back in with another box, says, I'd like to put this in your auction.
Yeah, yeah, right. Very smart lady.
And then this has got to be the fourth or fifth one that she's put in.
Wow.
I've got a few more, so.
Well, that's awesome. One of my favorite items in the June Huggins and Scott auction is a Babe Ruth signed 1944 NBC radio contract signed George H. Ruth. It's at $1,800 right now. I see that going higher. Jimmy Spence, is that how he usually signed his legal documents, George H. Ruth?
Yes. In fact, all of his checks, they were signed that way, and there's hundreds of those in the hobby, although they do sell for good money. But legal documents sell very well for Ruth. That was a great radio show. A lot of kids got a bunch of autographs from that show. And when he did that stint, I think it was 43, 44 for NBC.
Yeah, I actually had a customer who came in, and I sold a Babe Ruth ball for him, and he got a Babe Ruth signed ball. His, I think, Cub Scout troop went to the show, and he told a story that made Babe Ruth laugh and got a signed ball out of the deal. So, yeah, I definitely know what you're talking about as far as that goes. Well, we got a full line of callers here, so let's get right to them. John from South Elgin is on the line. What do you have there, John?
How you doing? I got a 6-piece Michael Jordan card set. It's 5 inches by 3.5 wide, and they're all signed by him, but not his signature. It's lasered in gold, and it's each year, 91, 92, 93, and then 96, 97, 98.
Those aren't that valuable. Typically, they go for $20 or $30 a card if they're just etched in gold and it's not like a real solid, heavy gold card. But those really aren't that valuable. Next on the line is Terry from South Bend, Indiana. What's new, Terry?
Hi, Mr. Morgan. How are you and your friends?
We're doing great.
I've got an odd item. My junior year in college, I did some of these backyard Bible classes in the Hampton area, and I met a guy named Mr. Lindy of Lindy Gas, and he kind of was enamored with me. And anyhow, when I graduated from William and Mary, he gave me a it's like a plaque with a horseshoe on it from the 1973 Belmont Secretariat, and it's got a. I had it authenticated by Steiner in '85. Well, I just keep it in a safe deposit box. Is there some place I could just give that to that they could display it? And what would the value be on something like that?
Well, I'll pass that right to Bill Huggins of Huggins and Scott Auctions. Bill, what do you think?
It's a what again?
It's a horseshoe on a little plaque stand from Secretariat that he wrote in the 73 Belmont.
So it's actually one of his shoes from that race, supposedly?
Yeah, this Mr. Lindy, he's from Lindy Gas, and he knew this, I think her name was Chesney or something like that, the owner, and she gave it to him, and he gave it to me.
Wow. While Bill's thinking of that, that brings to mind that yesterday's winner of the Belmont Stakes finished in 2:28.52. Secretariat would have beaten him by 22 lengths, just to give you an idea how good Secretariat was.
Well, I'll tell you, though, that horseshoe, I mean, if there was any way to concretely prove that it was one of the four shoes off of Secretariat from that race, that's going to be your hardest hurdle to clear is the authentication and the story behind it. Because if you could sell that story to my bidders, this thing is thousands and thousands of dollars.
Yeah, that would be a tough one. But maybe, Terry, you ought to give Bill Huggins a call during the week at 866-462-2273, and you guys can talk about it.
Yeah, I'd be happy to revisit that with you.
Well, you know what? I really don't want to sell it. I'd like to put it somewhere where people could enjoy it and see it.
Well, I would always hang it on the wall at Tea Crown, Terry. I mean, you know that.
And I would enjoy looking at it also a couple times a week. Yes.
There's all kinds of stuff on the wall at Tea Crown. Some of it might be alive. I don't know. But next on the line, we have Frank from Northbrook. What's up there, Frank?
Hi, good morning, guys.
What's up?
Hey, I've got a soccer ball. It's a game ball from when the Chicago Sting won the 1984 outdoor soccer bowl championship. I've got all the players, they signed it. My dad got it for me at an auction. He was a member at the Maroon Soccer Club here in Chicago. Just wondering what that's worth.
Was that like Karl-Heinz Granitza? Was he on that team?
Pato Marhede, Karl-Heinz Granitza, Rudy Glenn, all the good guys.
Nor, you know, I, after seeing what some of these autograph cards from Panini Prism Soccer 2014 are going for, I would think this might be a valuable ball. Bill, you have any idea on that?
Well, boy, I'll tell you, I would almost have loved to have had it in my auction right now.
Yeah.
Soccer is very on everybody's mind this week, this month.
That's right, because of the World Cup.
Every 4 years, but, you know, I don't know as far as the value on that goes. You got to be talking several hundred dollars in the right venue, if not more.
I would think, Frank, if you still get it into their August auction that starts the end of July, the World Cup goes through the middle of July, I would think the soccer would still be on a roll then.
Okay,
thanks for the call.
I'll try doing that. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, next on the line we have John from Chicago. What's new, John? What do you have?
Hey, guys. Good morning.
Hi.
Hi. I got a lineup card and I believe the date was it was June of 1979. It was filled out by Billy Martin. Chris Chambliss was in the lineup that day. Holtzman pitched. Thurman Munson was in the lineup. The back of the card also has all the ground rules from Yankee Stadium. A friend of my dad's was in New York drinking in a bar, sat next to the umpire of the game. The ump forgot to tear it up after the game, gave it to my dad's buddy, who ultimately gave it to me.
Oh, that's cool. Jimmy Spence, what do you think of that?
I'm thinking, you know, and we want to make sure that it's live because you don't want it to be one of those carbon copy versions. You know, they sign the top and then this is that cardboard one on the bottom. But if he actually signed it, I'm looking at about $400 for something like that. He filled it out all in his own hand, and, you know, one of the other coaches didn't fill out all the players' names or whatever, but you're probably looking at that. I've seen those around, and that's probably about the going rate to them.
All right, excellent. Well, thanks for taking my call, Scott.
Sure. Well, thanks for calling in. Next on the line we have, let's see, who's waiting the longest? Pistol Pat's waiting. What do you have there, Pistol?
Hey, Tom, great show.
Thanks.
I got a piece of film self from 2007, Legendary Cuts. It's a Lou Gehrig 101. It says, congratulations, you received a 101 of Lou Gehrig swinging a bat.
Yeah, I remember those. Now, weren't there multiples of each guy on those?
But I think there was like three cells of Lou Gehrig swinging a bat, you know, like he follows through and stuff. And I got the one where he's holding the bat ready to swing, so
yeah,
the 101.
Those are cool. I don't think they go for as much as you might think. I think maybe in the $100 range, but it's a good auction, eBay-type auction item. And you never know in an eBay auction, you know, if being a one of one, and now that it's been a while since they've been out, it might do better than that. You never know. Those had kind of cool films on them, actually. I think I saw Babe Ruth was in on at T-Crown at one time. Jim from St. Charles is on the line. What's new, Jim?
Good morning. How are you?
Great.
Listen, I've got two items. Football is autographed by Gail Sayers and Walter Payton.
I love that combo.
Yeah, I went to a Brian Piccolo Foundation dinner back in the 80s, and they were both there, and I just happened to have a football in my car, so it worked out real well.
Now, that normally I would have thought, okay, if you have Payton on a ball, you don't want anybody else on it, but I actually like Sayers and Payton. To me, if I had that at T-Crown, I'm thinking probably $500 or $600. And Jimmy Spence, speaking of Brian Piccolo, do you get many of his autographs in to authenticate?
We see them on an occasional basis. I would say maybe every 3 months they come in for authentication. They're always popular. Definitely one you want to get authenticated because there are a lot of forgeries out there. Super, super item, though, for Piccolo. We love seeing that. It's such a tragedy, a great movie, and all that stuff.
Yeah, I see an occasional signed photo of him come in. It looked like he might have signed one particular photo quite a few times. Anything else there, Jim, or is that it?
Yeah, I also have an autographed Super Bowl jersey, Brian Urlacher.
A Super Bowl worn jersey or just that
style?
No,
not a worn one. I won this at a golf outing.
Okay. Oh, well, that's cool. Yeah, that's not the type of prize I used to get at golf outings. It's like, here, you get a can of lemonade. All right, closest to the pin. Yeah, I think that's probably in the $200 to $300 range. But yeah, that's a neat item, Brian Urlacher. He'll make the Hall of Fame. I think there's no doubt about that. The number here is 312-332-3776. I'm Tom Morgan from Triple Crown in Naperville with Vince Clemente of ERC Delivery, Bill Huggins of Huggins & Scott Auctions, and Jimmy Spence from JSA Autograph Authentication is on with us this week. We have a three-box prize package, 2014 Bowman Jumbo Baseball, 2014 Panini Prism Baseball, and 2013-14 Fleer Retro Basketball. So give us a call with a question about the value of a collectible, and you'll get in the drawing, and ERC Delivery will deliver to the winner right to their door. So give us a call or tweet me a question at T-Crown Tom. If we use it on the show, you'll get in the drawing. And waiting is Jim from Chesterton, Indiana. What's new, Jim?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Hi, what's up?
Hey, I have a Sports Illustrated magazine from September 1969. Has Pete Rose and Ernie Banks on the cover.
Oh, I know the cover. I like that cover.
Yeah, they both autographed it, and it's authenticated.
Oh, autographed by both of them, huh?
Yes.
Let's
in
see.
Person.
Now, neither one of them's that tough of an autograph, but I like that piece. I think probably in the $100 range for that. While I think of it, I've got to give a shout-out to my plumber, Ambrose Plumbing in Naperville. We woke up Wednesday morning. My wife goes, the shower water's cold. There's water in the basement. Got to go. Have a good day. I was like, oh, great. Had to get a new water heater, and he came in that day. So thanks for helping us out. Now we still have other guys coming in and fixing up the remainder. When a water heater blows up, it's not a good thing. I'll tell you that. JC from the South Side is up. What's up, JC?
Yeah, we have a question for the authenticators. We're just wondering on 8x10 photos, like, for instance, Ernie Banks, how can you tell if it's a real signature or if it's printed?
Okay, Jimmy, did you hear that one?
As far as the best thing, I think any autograph collector should buy themselves a loop, you know, some type of magnification device so that you could look at it and you'll be able to tell, usually without too much difficulty, whether something is live. The signature usually breaks the gel if it's a ballpoint or if it's a Sharpie. You could actually see the flow of the signature, which usually etches into it. And if it's, it'd be flat and very evenly distributed as far as the print would be concerned. So that is paramount. If you're going to collect autographs, you got to have a loop. There's no doubt about it. Let's start there.
All right. Very good. Jordan from Aurora is on the line. What do you have there, Jordan?
Well, I actually don't have this, but my grandfather met Honus Wagner, and he autographed it's his old driver's license, the baseball player. Do you have any idea what something like that would be worth?
He autographed the Honus Wagner driver's license signed by...
My grandpa's driver's license is a piece of paper back in, like, the 30s or whatever, and he had Honus Wagner autographed the back of it. And so we have that, and I'd just be curious if we have any idea what that would be worth.
What do you guys think?
Well, if it was your grandfather's driver's license with Honus' signature on it, Honus, probably looking at between $800 and $1,000 for the autograph. Now, if it was Honus Wagner, now it's exponentially more, you know.
Yeah, that would be thousands upon thousands.
Yeah, it's still a neat story. I mean, you know, you probably want to write that down just so that whoever gets that in the future, whether it's a family descendant or if it was going to be sold, it comes with the story of how that was acquired.
Yeah, that's a neat item, Jordan. I think at one point I saw an Elvis driver's license for sale. Do you ever remember seeing that out in the marketplace, Jimmy?
You know, I did, and for some reason I think that somebody had copied one of those. It was kind of, it made it all the way out to auction, and it wasn't realized till after the fact, but I could be wrong. I've seen driver's licenses, especially after a person dies, a famous person dies, some notable, that, you know, the family sells everything, including the passport, driver's license, all types of IDs. So they're becoming, you know, more and more popular. And I know people are out there that collect that specific genre of autograph, you know, something on one of those legal documents. I'm a check collector myself, so, you know, there's quite a few of those out there. But driver's licenses, you know, you get one every 2, 3, 4 years. So, you know, they're far rarer.
What's the oldest check you have in your collection?
It probably, it's got to be in the 1800s. Oh, well, yeah, I mean, I've got a James Madison check.
See, I think that is so cool.
Yeah, I love that stuff. I mean, and I'm a completist, so, you know, it's not like I can stop at James Madison. Everybody, you know?
Do you have in your collection, do you have an autograph of every U.S. president?
I don't know. I'm probably more than halfway there, but I'm so selective because I want a front sign check of these guys. And, you know, the most difficult ones to get are the ones from the current presidents. I mean, try and find either Bush, a Clinton, or an Obama. I mean, those are impossible. In fact, I don't even get my checks back from the bank anymore. So, you know, they're becoming, almost a finite set at some point. You know, you can't get them.
Yeah. Well, we're already at the end of another show. Don't forget now, the Huggins and Scott June auction goes now through June 12th. Go to HugginsandScott.com. Bill Huggins and Jimmy Spence are at a show in New Jersey today. If you're listening online, you can see them at the show till what, probably 1:30 or 2 o'clock today, I would think. And then it's time to do the drawing for the 3 boxes of cards, a 2014 Bowman Jumbo Baseball Box, 2014 Panini Prism Baseball Box, and a 2013-14 Retro Basketball Box. Vince Clementi, the winner will be...
John from Elgin.
John from Elgin is the winner. Now, what does John have to do to get his prize?
Email me, vince@ercdelivery.com. I'll get back to you, set up a delivery at your convenience, free of charge.
All right, excellent. All you people still waiting online, sorry we couldn't get you on. Maybe you can tweet me a question at T-Crown Tom during the week, and if we get it on next week or try to give us a call next week. Jimmy Spence from JSA Authentication, thanks for being on with us this week. You were great again.
Tom, thank you, and I just want to give a quick shout-out to my son, Jimbo, who runs our authentication office down in Fort Lauderdale.
Okay, thanks. Have a great week.